sit at his feet together, fall in love again. How many people want to fall in love again? S-T-A-L-E. What does it spell? Does anyone, and it's okay, you know what, the beautiful thing is, there's we're not on the condemnation here, we're just looking at his big heart of love. So how many people feel a little bit stale? I feel a little stale. I don't want to feel stale. I want to be swallowed up with someone else who's not me. How many people are tired, just tired of themselves? Just tired. I mean, even if you're doing good and that little pro self guy is like doing his little dance, tired just of you. You know, the Bible talks about people who love themselves have a love affair with, is it possible to have a love affair with yourself?
Yes.
I think it is. How many people would like to fall out of love with themselves because they're falling in love with someone? Amen. You know, you can be like, oh man, I need to fall out of love with myself. So I'm just going to hate myself. You're ugly. You're terrible. You're horrible. You're boo-hoo-hoo on you. And you're like, it's not working. I'm just getting depressed. What can I do? I'm going to dress really ugly. I remember when I first moved into Bible school, you know, I was coming out of religion. I'm still coming out of religion, and I'm going to keep coming out of religion into Jesus. But I was like, oh, I can't wear any makeup. I'm going to dress ugly. I'm going to, oh. Have you seen that? And you're like, but I'm still full of myself. It doesn't, you know what I mean? I used to think, oh, I want to be a nun, sister of charity, because then I get to wear one of those beautiful, look like an Indian person, and I'll look so selfless, and everyone will look at me and think I'm so selfless. And I'll love that so much that people would think I'm so selfless because I'm out there with the lepers and the poor all day, but maybe I can get another job other than that and still wear that. I really had feelings like that. I mean, yeah. And it's like, that's not working. Putting on a Mother Teresa outfit, leaving my local fellowship and going to Calcutta, I'm still in love with myself. Well, out there in Calcutta in the 110 degree heat, sweating it up and thinking, I'm still as much in love with myself as I was back in Den, Texas. It's not working. What else can I do, Lord, to stop being so in love with moi? How? Think about it. And so Solomon was just like, okay, I'm just going to do everything I want, anything that comes into my heart, I want to do it. And he did it in Ecclesiastes. And he just became great and increased, and we'll look at it. But no, it didn't work. And so this is my belief. I believe the scriptures bear witness to this, that if you want to fall out of love with you, you got to fall in love with someone besides you. And his name is Jesus, by the way. His name is Jesus. And that David was a man, wasn't a woman. That man was in love with God. He was a man after God's own heart. And that man had a lot of reasons to, number one, fall in love with himself. And number two, fall out of love with himself, because he failed a lot. He had a lot of really awful situations he had to go through in yucky old planet Earth. And he had a lot of reasons to think he was Mr. Wonderful. But something in David, once again, who's just, it's not about girls falling in love, romantic, weird. They're not talking about that. We're talking about a human heart so captivated with somebody else that nothing else matters. Good or evil. High or low, up or down, them, me, or anyone else, it's him. So how do you fall in love with the Lord? I'm asking, anybody have a suggestion? Let's say this room was just full of young people, right, that never went to church a day in their life. What would you tell them about Jesus? What would you tell them? Do you know him enough to draw someone's heart to fall in love with? Do you know him enough after all the years of talking about Jesus? Give me something. Come on. I'm waiting. Okay, that was way too long. Way too long. Stand up and shout it out. One, two, three. Shout it out. Get to know him. Someone else. What about him? What about him? Why is he everything?
He's beautiful in who he is. He's living when you're dark and you're by yourself, there's light, and there's life in him.
Be alive, not be alive.
Oh, be alive. What's the difference?
He is a river of living water. He doesn't ever run dry. You can be in the deepest, darkest pit that there is no exit from, and he is there.
Are you sure?
100%.
Have you ever experienced anything?
Yes.
Is he real, or are you just talking all that talk?
He is real. When you're in the depths of depression, there is a depth. It doesn't seem like I've ever seen depression because there is a living being, Jesus, and he crucified me, and I'm one with him, and it is game.
Man, I tell you what, you're not tired of the cross when you're tired of you. And the cross is the tool of lovers. That's out of this book. The cross is the tool of lovers. When you love Jesus and you don't love you, and the depression's not working and feeling bad for yourself's not working and beating yourselves up not working, you don't have to beat yourself up. You're dead. You're one with Jesus. You don't have to feel good about yourself. You don't have to feel bad about yourself. The living God sent his son to make you one and give you his life, man. It's good. It's good.
That's what I'm talking about. That's right. Now, I'll tell you what. You walk up to somebody who's religious, and let me see. I'm just going to read the final verses of Ecclesiastes here. Oh, I need my glasses. My token glasses. Some people don't. Okay, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God, keep his commandments. This is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment, every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. This is not a man in love. Now, I believe he is a man in love in some ways, because these are the sentences that come right before the Song of Solomon. And it's not even that this man is off. Who would be to judge Solomon, who is? But that's not what we're talking about now. Let's not even get caught up in that. Let's just get caught up in Jesus. We can get so caught up in the preaching that is right and true and God-given, but never get caught up in the person. Caught up in the person. Caught up in the person so much that you totally forget about yourself. You don't even care. What if someone said, you're failing miserably? You're failing miserably. Go into depression over your failure. Does anyone ever do that? What's the answer? Fix yourself. No. No. Find him whom your soul loveth. Run through the city streets. I know there's been times in my life when the Lord has come to me and spoken something to my heart where I just needed more of Jesus. And I could have gone down into myself, into depression, and just got worse. Do you know what I mean? Just depressed. Because it's real. I'm a mess. There's nothing good in me or anybody. Or I could have just sought him whom my soul loveth and run through every dark night in my heart, get off my bed, my lonely, and go after, seek him. What's the formula? Your heart is a big part of it. Your heart is a big part of it. Have you ever had a wrong doctrine and a right heart? You probably do right now. I'm sure I do. I'm completely that way mostly. I mean, but I love Jesus. And I want to know him. Really, really, really know him. And I want to know him in a way that I am caught up in somebody else so much so that I'm falling out of love with me. Falling out. Has anyone ever seen somebody who is so in love that they just can talk about nothing else but that person? I mean, some of us must be a bit disgusting. You're just like, okay, enough. You know what I mean? You know? But it's kind of beautiful too, isn't it? Because there's this radiance about them. Their faces are radiant. And it's not radiant because they did a spa treatment and tried to You know how this culture is all about making your face look better, and you want to glow, and you want to shine, and right? There's no better way to have a beautiful face than be looking at someone else's face that you love. That's a beautiful face, when it's looking at someone else's face and loving their face. It's crazy, isn't it? That's when we glow. That's when we're changed from glory to glory into that same likeness, is when the heart turns towards the Lord and we behold him. It's love, isn't it? It's love, and love changes us into the one we're looking at, into his life comes and comes into places that teaching couldn't reach, comes into the heart, brings forth his life in us. I mean, I'm not trying to go deep at all this semester. I'm just trying to speak love, a person. And you know, allow the Lord to use us to stir each other's hearts. You know, we are his. Geraldine always signs her emails, his. And I love that. I'm like, what more can you say? I'm his. It's a great thing to sign off on. But I want to walk around with this big his. 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 I don't want people to say Kelly. Oh, gosh. His. Do you see him? Do you see him? Have you seen him? Him? Him. He. Him. My beloved. Another. Not I. Christ. That's love language, isn't it? That's a heart towards the Lord. It's a heart towards the Lord. There's a scripture in Ecclesiastes, a portion where we see a lot of the word I. Let's see if I can find it. It is in chapter 2 of Ecclesiastes. And it's just looking at verses 4 through 10. Just notice how many times the word I shows up. Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verses 4 through 10. I made me great works. And also me. Let's do I and me, because they're kind of the same. I made me great works. I builded me houses. I planted me vineyards. I may run out of fingers and toes. I made me gardens and orchards, and I planted trees in them of all kinds of fruits. I made me pools of water. I'm stopping counting now. To water therewith the wood that bringeth forth trees. I got me servants and maidens, and had servants born in my house. Also I had great possessions of great and small cattle above all that were in Jerusalem before me. I gathered me also silver and gold, and the peculiar treasures of kings and of the provinces. I got men and women singers, and the delights of the sons of men as musical instruments, and that of all sorts. So I was great and increased more than all that were before me in Jerusalem. And I thought the presence of God was also in Jerusalem. So also my wisdom remained with me. And whatsoever my eyes desired, I kept not from them. I withheld not my heart from any joy. So that is one lonely dude. That's all I had. I don't have a deep... I bet to walk into a guy like that's house, and he's just like so rich, and he's got, he's probably like the most sad and lonely, because he did it all for himself. You know, I mean, I think we can look around this world we live in and see people who have so much that they got for themselves, and they are so sad on the inside, vanity of vanity. All of it's under the sun. They're alone. But the Bible tells us in Isaiah that God created us to be inhabited, filled up. God created us. When I heard that when I was first in Bible school, I just went, oh, stop the train. I'm getting off. My whole world just changed. God, you created me to be filled up with another life. Dude, that is revolutionary. I was created to not be alone. Because I felt lonely all the time. so alone. And I felt alone when I was alone. And after I met Jesus, I didn't feel alone when I was alone anymore. There was a party going on. I mean it, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I wasn't alone no more. But there's loneliness. You know, we always kind of look, and there's a place for all angles. One angle doesn't negate the Holy Spirit using all the other angles. But right now, just in this moment, we're not looking at it from a sin viewpoint. We're looking at it from a lonely viewpoint. How lonely to do everything for yourself. It's like, Kelly, I'd like to give you a gift today. Oh, thank you. Kelly, what I'm doing for you. Oh, thank you. Wait, there's not two people. It's just me. It's all for me. Let's rejoice in all we've done. Well, I guess it's me rejoicing by myself because there's no one else. That's lonely, isn't it? But when you give a gift to somebody else, Jesus says it's more blessed to give. Because, man, you're not alone. And love is happening. There's a flow, something living, right? Love has life involved. You're laying it down for somebody else. You're expressing this love that gives itself for somebody else. Well, that can just become Christian jargon and deeper life duty until you fall in love with the Lamb and go, oh, my Lord, watch out, Nellie. That guy's beautiful the way he does it. And he's in me? I want to be full of H-I-M and not I. That's when the cross becomes a tool for lovers. You're like, dude, get me out of there. I want this guy to be alive in me. He is so beautiful. I was created to be inhabited by somebody else. I'm not lonely and in love with myself and doing it all for me every day. I'm a sad, lonely person when I could be filled up with the Lamb and filled up with the fellowship of the Godhead and poured out to give other people life. I want that, Jesus. I want him. And I want the whole wide world to know him. Yes. That Jesus. I'm not ashamed of that Jesus. No, no. You can just nail me up on that tree with him. He already did that when he died. But you know what I'm saying? Count me his. Count me his. H-I-S on the tree. I'm with him. I was there when he died and put us all away. I was there when he buried that old creation. And I was there when he raised us up together in him. And I'm still there. And we're still there. H-I-S. His. Not the teaching. The person. The being. The one we L-O-V-E. Hallelujah. It's awesome, isn't it? It's awesome. Let's just run out that door and tell the whole world. Amen. I remember when I first heard this, I was like, I got my backpack. I'm ready. This is all I need. Let's go. I was just stunned. I was like, what's, I have to come to know him before I can go to show him? Yeah. You need Christ to be formed in you, Kelly. Or what you're going to show is not going to be H-I-M. And there's that time, but it's his time to grow. Not religion's time to grow. It's the increase of Christ, the person in me, not the increase of knowledge about Christ in me. Amen? So I said, okay, I commit. I commit to the 3.5-year program so that he can grow in me so then I can let the whole world know that he is alive and he is why we were created. I remember I was in the jazz program at UNT. Right around this time, Mallory was with, I was with her. She was controlling the, helping guide me. We were after Jesus together with all our hearts. And I found this thing out about being inhabited. And I went to the head of the jazz department. And I said, I found out why we were here. I literally did that. I found out. I found out why we were born. I found out why we're all on planet Earth today. And I really felt like once he heard that, he was going to stop doing jazz. And I really believed it. I was like, because we really are here. I found out. Don't you know? I'm sure you haven't known this yet, or you wouldn't be just playing jazz all day. You would be something more. I love jazz, but Jesus, oh my Lord. And he's in. I was so shocked. I didn't even know what to do with my, huh? What? And, you know, the Holy Spirit's bearing witness. The Word of God's bearing witness. And you go to church, and they're all saying the same. I'm like, okay, well. This is incredible, by the way. And then after a while, it's like, well, yeah, he lives in us. It's true. The cross. And I'm like, where is the awe of this anymore? In me. Where is the wonder? Where is the O-N-E-D-E-R? Where is the wonder? Where is the he? Where is the falling on my face and just weeping, not for sin, but for his beauty, not for my lack of his beauty? Who cares about me? I'm crucified anyway, just H-I-M. Melt into him with tears and brokenness and not eyes and just use. I'm not earning anything. What could I earn? He did it all. He gave himself. He loved us and gave himself. And it's like, Lord, this is why every person is born. This is what everyone was created for. This is you. It's a Y-O-U, and it's a Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, but it's a Y-O-U. And the wonder of that. You can't teach that. You can't... It's not the old covenant on paper. It's not the old covenant of commands. It's a new covenant. I will put my spirit in you, saith the Lord. I will write my laws in the fleshly tables of your heart. I'll give you a new heart. I will do this, saith the Lord. So we see all these, you know, people that don't deserve it. You know, like me, I was nightmare child. And I know that I have people who can bear witness to me. I didn't deserve nothing. But Jesus, he isn't on the basis of deserving. He doesn't function that way. If we open the door and we get, you know, just, I want you. He comes in. He comes in. Doesn't mean he doesn't come in with a whip and bring the cross. He does. But it's not, it's wonderful that he's moving in me with purpose. Oh, it's terrible that he'd come in with a whip. No, it's not. It's him with a whip. And he's getting rid of all the merchandising pro-self. It's him doing it, not me. I love it when he does that. I try to do it, and it's a terrible, awful, ugly thing. When he walks in the chambers of my heart and deals with his temple for his Father and the zeal of the Lord that's consumed him, holy goodness, I'm changed. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. All that stuff that people get mad at God and accuse him for being too hard. When he is the focus and the fullness and the minister in the temple, us. Oh, God's in the house. Hello. Hello. Come on. I believe in the living God. Didn't David say that? I do. I believe every word of the Bible. All the books written, the truth. I believe it all. But I'll burn it all for the person of Jesus. Give me Alzheimer's and give me Jesus. Amen. I want you, Lord. Having all knowledge and not having love, it is nothing. Though I give my body to be burned without that being, that lamb nature, that God nature of love. Nothing. I gave my body to be burned. I don't have anything more to give. He said, I gave you my son. Let him kiss you with the kisses of his mouth. What? Blasphemy. No, it's chapter 1, verse 2 of the Song of Solomon. Yeah, it's right there in the book. Just look. This guy comes on the scene, number 1, verse 1, singing. The dude's singing. Good morning, I love you. I can't talk because my heart is too full. It's too full. And you're like, why are you singing? Embarrassing me. You try to sing when you're depressed and you don't care. They required of us a song in Babylon. What? How can we sing the songs of Zion in a foreign land? I can't sing. I'm empty. I'm lonely. I'm depressed. You know, and you get up there and you sing and you're like, Jesus, I'm a hypocrite. You know what I mean? You're like, I can't even psych myself into this. I'm empty. Or you just become religious. Okay, let's do the religious thing. Jesus, Jesus, let's just get through this. But don't do it. Don't do it. Just stop. Drop and roll before the cross. Get back with Jesus. Don't do it. Don't become religious. H-I-S, stay his. Amen. Just stay his. Even if everyone thinks you're crazy, who cares? They thought David was crazy, and he didn't care. He didn't care. You know, there definitely will become mockers and this and that, but you just get so excited. You, oh my gosh, I get to suffer with WITU. If this isn't just for me being an idiot, which, you know, that's different and very possible. But when you're with him, even those things are a joy because you're in love. And love does that. It's crazy. It's crazy. You look at people, say they're in a communist country and they're just, you know, it's their lives are, or they're standing in line for bread. They have two children they can barely feed. They should be depressed and arguing all day. This is real. This happens all the time. It's the beginning of time. And yet these two crazy people are in love. What? They should not have any joy in that miserable house that's too cold without it. Where is this singing coming from? They say some of those church meetings in communist China, these people should be depressed. But the joy, they found Jesus. No, we must have big halls. We must have perfect furniture. Everything must be. No, you need to have a broken and contrite, hungry little heart that's in love with Jesus. And man, oh man, watch out, Sally. You're going to convert some of those communist policemen if you don't watch out. Paul and Silas did, amen? I mean, it's contagious. It's contagious. I want to fall more in love with Jesus. I want to know him more. I want to see his face, not my face. I want to look into his heart and not my lack all the time. I want to drink deep from the wells of his salvation. And it's okay if he comes in with a whip and shows me things. He's going to be dealing with it then. My Joshua is going to be possessing my land, and he can speak and chastise and deal as deep as he needs to, because he's my life. And that's a sign of love. It's a sign of love even. You know, some people take this to a wrong degree and say, so always got to be mushy, always got to be positive. No, it doesn't. Those whom he loves, he scourges. He does. But if you understand his heart, then again, H-I-S, hallelujah, let's do it. David said, just don't take your presence from me. I'm a failure. But create in me a clean heart. My inward parts, possess them. Don't leave me without you. I know I'm a wretch. I know. Before you and you alone am I a wretch. But please don't leave me without you. Please don't take your presence away from me. Create in me a new heart. My God, you hear that? You hear David pressing in? To who? To him. He's not, yes, he's real about before you and you alone. He's not compromising. He's not covering up. He's not making light of things that break the heart of God. He's not having to blind himself to all the things that God needs to deal with. But because of love, he can go deeper than the worst, than the most religious person. He can go, love takes the nails of the cross deeper. Love will take that chastisement all the way home and will know the heart behind it. Love has that power. It's stronger than death, and that's in the Song of Solomon, which is a song. It's stronger. It can go through death intact. Intact! What? It delivered. He delivered us from the power of the fear of death, because love is stronger. Amen? Amen? Amen. You know, don't you just long? And even David said, my heart pants. Whose heart hasn't panted after the courts of the living God? And not in a worship service, not when some song comes on the radio. I'm talking, just your state of being is panting. But we aren't supposed to look at ourselves right now and start getting, amen? We're supposed to think about him. He takes us. Why do we get in the word? Why do we cry out? Why do we seek? Oh, that I might get a glimpse. Oh, you never know. John the Baptist, he's baptizing, you know. I remember something in Bible school at some point they were saying, you know, he's like reading the word like he's dunking every scripture in water. You know, he's reading and nothing's coming up. You know, the dove's not falling. The father's not speaking. He just keeps reading, Coming to class, you know, just keep. But he's not just reading. He's not just dunking. He's waiting for the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Godhead to appear on planet Earth. And all of a sudden, whoo, boy, there comes the Son of his love. right out of that water of the word. And the Father says, there he is. And the dove says, there he is. And here's my spirit given without measure to this one. Amen. That's why we do it. We're in love. You know, I mean, they say some guy's in war, you know, and they're waiting every day to get this letter from their girlfriend or their boyfriend, right? Are they going to say, well, it's been 3 months every day. I have to walk 3 blocks in the desert heat to that post where they give you the mail. I'm not going anymore. She doesn't love me. I'm sorry. It's not worth it. I have things to do. If you're in love, you're running every day. Are you tired? Nope, not at all. But you didn't get a letter. It doesn't matter. Just the thought of a letter. Just the thought, right? It's a hard thing. It's a hard thing. But he hasn't spoken to you in a while. He loves me. How do you know? I know. I know him. I know his heart. Oh my gosh. That's the shield about you. It's the breastplate. It's an armor. All those fiery darts. You're not loved. You failed. You're not special. Oh my gosh. It just kind of, bring. Stupid. That is so not him. That's so not him. Yeah, that he hasn't talked to you in like 13 years. Abraham, right? Did God's heart change one bit? No. How wonderful to believe in someone when they don't speak for 13 years. And then look them in the eye and say, but I knew you and I was with you. Wow. That's beautiful. That's a gift, isn't it? To give back, to trust, to have faith and having working by real love, not selfish love. Love that trusts, I believe, I remember there's a song the great rock band used to do called I Believe in You, My Lord. And we just sing, I believe in you, more Lord. I believe in you. Ooh, ooh, I believe. And Kevin Gregolgo had his little trumpet solo. It was really good. And I remember thinking, I believe in you. Yeah. The emphasis was on you. I believe in you, my Lord. Yeah. I believe in who you are. I believe in you. I believe in you. I don't believe the situation that I'm in. I don't believe the craziness in my soul. I don't believe all my wild emotions. I don't believe all the rumors and crazy things that people tell me. I believe in you, my Lord. I believe in you. I believe. I have faith in you. That's relationship speak. That's not really. Why did religion get to steal that? That's sad, isn't it? Let's take it back. Let's take it back. No, I believe is about me and the Lord. And it's in him because of who he is. It's a person. It's a them. It's not a doctrine of faith that is some great thing I work up to make me love myself more because I'm spiritual. He's worthy to be trusted because his heart is pure. He's a lamb. He's my Father. He's God. I believe. It's easy to believe when your eyes are on Jesus. He whose eyes have stayed upon thee has what? Perfect peace. Why? Why? The guy, if you keep looking at him, fear will flee. Terror will run. Just keep your eyes on Jesus. Like that old hymn says, and the things on earth will grow. They just, you know, what did it say in 2 Corinthians where it's like, as we behold not the things that are seen, but the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are temporal, but the things that are unseen are eternal. Therefore, this light affliction is worth nothing compared to the eternal weight of glory. Now that is Son of God talk. That's love talk. Jacob, it's been 14 years. You still haven't got Rachel. I'm going into my Irish accent because I just think these fields with the sheep and I don't know why. It's just wrong. For the love of God, Jesus, Joseph and Mary. It's been too long. It's not fair. Talk to Laban. The man's overcharging you. Right? He's overcharging you. No. Jacob's like, it's about a day, like a week. I don't know. How can this be the case? 14 years of watching these sheep and speckled cows. I don't know. It's a lot. Nothing for love's like a day. Okay. Two were in the field. Two are in the field. One's like, oh my gosh, how many hours are we going to toe this line of dirt? I'm, you know, that spirit. And then sometimes they get quiet. But There's a smell coming. There's a stench emoting. And then the other person's like, you know, this is where like the Negro spirituals probably came from. Hallelujah. They're just, you know, doing their thing, is singing and worshiping the Lord. And the other person's like, they don't shut up. Or shut them up. You know what I mean? But the other person's like, two were in the field, but one was taken. One was in love. One wasn't in the field. One wasn't with the sheep. One was with Rachel. One was with the lamb. One was with the Lord they loved. Their heart was taken. You know what I'm saying? Do you see what I mean? It's different. I don't want to get caught in the drudgery of Christian culture. Or just correct doctrine. Or my lack all the time. I want the cross to probe deep. I want the preach. I love the preaching of the cross. And I love it when someone brings it from the Spirit of God. I love it. The preaching of the cross is the power of God to those who believe. Yummy. I want more. I love Jesus. Less of me, more of him. It sounds good. But I don't want to take all that in with a love of self, but with such a love of Jesus that I'm ready to get rid of self. Gladly. Love again. Love again. It changes things, the perspective. You can have a whole room of people, but some of them are in love with Jesus. And things sound like a song instead of a command. One person's hearing a command, another person's having the kisses of his mouth. One person's hearing correct doctrine, another person's knowing his heart. I don't want to lose that fire, that first love flame. I don't want to lose the awe of Jesus, of the Father, of the Holy Spirit. I don't want to fall into tradition of men. I want to fall deeper in to the endless depths of God through the person of his Son. I want to be lost in God through Christ. I want to go. I want to live there. I do. I want. The Bible says it's true. I want it to be true. I want to take God at his word. And I want to say, God, if this is real, I want it real. Well, but nobody else cares. Well, who cares? You care. It's the you. Good enough for me. I conform to you, not the culture around me. I conform to you. I conform to you, Lord. You are my measuring line. Your heart is my home. Your person is what I love. I am here for you. I'm yours. H-I-S is my new name and emphasis. And oh, it's a refreshing, isn't it? It's refreshing for the Lord. For the Lord. Mary Bethany, was she thinking about anything but him? And yet how much has the Lord spoken about her through our pastor? How much has that ministered to the heart of Jesus that there would be those who at whatever cost would just love him and not even worry? Even worry. You know what I mean? Well, we can do that like a dare. Or we can become so caught up with caring for him that it just takes over. It's real, right? It's real. It's not religious. It's not even a love requirement. And you know what? You don't have to put those shoes on until that heartbeat is skipping. And you know, sometimes we want to make ourselves go beyond where we're at. That's not what we're talking about. That's not what we're talking about. You know, sometimes our fears can misinterpret even the things of love. We start comparing ourselves and we start looking at other people or we start thinking we should be doing this. And then we just start faking stuff and or making, it becomes another law. Okay, guys, love has nothing to do with any of that. It just happens as you know him. It's a result of knowing Jesus. It's not something we do. It's something that happens, if in my opinion. It's something that is in our hearts because of another person. And it motivates us and it's real. It's not religion. It's not commandment. The law came until the seed was there. And what happens is as we pursue Jesus from our hearts, then all of a sudden in Galatians 4, it says, then his love for the Father takes over. And the Son cries, Abba, Father, in our heart. And then the love between the Father and the Son, we start fellowshipping in. We start partaking of their love because the Son is in us and it's His love. There's the love of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit and the bride say, come together, right? We need this, the love of the Spirit to give us wings to be towards the Lord in ways we normally wouldn't be. We need dove's eyes to see Him instead of ourselves. They give us of their Spirit. They give us of their heart. They give us of their ways. We partake of the divine nature that we might begin to live without this focus on self, but with this gaze towards another, towards the one we love, towards the Lord. It's beautiful, isn't it? It's beautiful. And you know, Jesus wasn't on the cross screaming bloody terror. This is torture. He had a spirit of love. Father, forgive him. He had a peace about him, didn't he? He had a love. You know, his situation, that was the hottest piece of wood ever on the planet. But Jesus wasn't crying out in pain. He was crying out in love. He was with his Father, even though the Father had to forsake him. There's still that. I am not alone. I am not here on my own. Love is in action right now. Love for you, love for my Father. This isn't about me, even though I'm on the tree. It's about you. It's about Him. Oh, how it shines. Oh, how it shines. Isn't it a beautiful family we've come into? A beautiful flow. So much greater than anything we could ever think of in our best attempts to be like Him. Just to let Him be who He is all I think we could ever dream for. So let's just pray. Oh, we love You, Lord. Oh, You said the first commandment and the greatest was love the Lord thy God with all thy soul, with all thy strength, with all thy mind, with all thy heart, and your brother like yourself. In this all the law and prophet is fulfilled. Well, Lord, the greatest is love. Father, we know that we are desperately in need in so many ways that we could be swallowed up of ourselves. And Lord, we don't want to, we want to stay the course with Your dealings, with Your cross at work. We need that. But Lord, we can walk with You through it all, through the valley of the shadow of death, through the deepest time of dealing, through the everything is a with You. It's never a without You. It's never a without You. So we can be with You there and love You there. You're loving us there too. And we just want to know You more. Use this time for the things of Your heart to draw us deeper. Not into knowledge, but into You. Love in the Song of Songs. In Jesus' name, amen.